Hey, Leo, so check this out. I'm looking for an online storage company or backup that really knows privacy and security and that will not fold under pressure from the government.
Good luck.
I will fight for my rights.
Good luck. So you want to, it's like a Dropbox-style thing, but you want one where this is what you want. It's called, Steve Gibson calls it Trust No One, or TNO,
yeah.
Where only you can unlock it. That's what you want, right?
Exactly. Something like Spider Oak. I remember
Spider
you guys...
Oak. That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, awesome. Cool.
Yeah, that's exactly the one I'd suggest. You know, Dropbox is not Trust No One. And as long as you know that, I think a Dropbox's convenience is fabulous. And so, and there are certain things Trust No One will not let you do. For instance, share files from your cloud drive. You can't do that because only you can unencrypt it. And
gotcha.
So I think Dropbox's features are great. You just don't store anything on Dropbox that you don't want to keep super private. If you're worried about now, anybody who has servers in the U.S., it doesn't mean that Dropbox has to be nefarious. If they because they have U.S. servers and they do business, the federal government can subpoena them and say, "Hey, give us his data. We want to know what Robert's up to." And they have to give it, and as long as they have the key, which they do, they have to unlock it. But Spider Oak can't do that because it's Trust No One. They can get the subpoena. They can say, "Well, all we can give you is this encrypted blob. Good luck."
Exactly.
There are other ones like that. I use Transporter, a file transporter. That is it's cloud, but it's localized. So I have a transporter at home and at work. They synchronize. They're 3 terabytes each. And then I can use a Dropbox-like software to synchronize with them. That's encrypted in transport. It's also encrypted on the storage. Always better if you're not putting it on the internet. The internet is always a risk because somebody could breach, let's say they breach Spider Oak's servers where your data is stored. If they do that, then a bad guy can at his leisure try to brute force it, you know, fire password after password at it. Now, if you have a good strong passphrase, that'll take a million years to unencrypt, but you know, nevertheless, it's better if he doesn't have access to it. And by keeping the transporter local, he'd have to come and physically steal my hard drive. So that's another good way to go.
Could you speak on the DSH breach, too, that has happened this past week, too?
Yeah, we were just talking about it at the beginning of the show. You know what we found out? Motherboard found this out. Vice publishes a really great kind of online journal called Motherboard. They interviewed the 16-year-old hacker who did this, who's, by the way, I think been arrested since in the UK. And he said, well, you know, what we did is we sent a spear phishing email to a Department of Justice employee. And he installed the malware, but we weren't able to get through the portal. So we called IT and we said, I'm a new employee here at the Department of Justice and I can't figure out how this portal works. And the IT guy, very helpful, said, oh, yeah, your little login key's not working. Yeah. Well, here, use mine. And got him in.
What an idiot.
Oops. And as a result, tens of thousands of personal contact information for FBI agents and Department of Homeland Security agents have been published online, and there's many hundreds of gigabytes, apparently more. Oops. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Oops.